Tommy. Harding.
He's the one that got us banned from YouTube.
We're at the biggest hotel in Texas.
Some colleges will soon charge $100,000 a year. How did this happen?
Well, you go first, because I want to hear what you got to say.
The state lottery
was going to give money towards your college education, and they didn't put any stipulations on it. I was like, school's going to raise the price. School raised the price. And they liked the way that felt.
I mean, even going before that, day one with school costing money, that's why we've gotten to this cost today.
Some schools are really tough, regardless, really hard to pass. But then others that are still accredited, they'll let you pay for your degree. I think it's f***ing stupid. Rather than the basis being on learning, it's become profit center. It's how much can we make as a school.
Trying to get into UT, I wasn't even the top 10% of my class, but I still somehow got in.
Even as a you got in.
It was still expensive then, and the cost has exponentially gone through the roof. I remember my rent was $500. So you got room and board, and then you had to pay for your meal plan on top of that.
Right.
So that was an extra cost. And not to include books and clothes.
And a lot of people are saying, well, just won't go to college, but sometimes you need it. It's that stepping stone. That master's degree program gets you where you want to go. Usually it comes along with a licensure, a professional licensure. And that's what you need, the billable license.
Say, on the other hand, you're 18 and you're getting out of college or getting out of high school. You can go be a plumber or an electrician, and if you started at 18 and stayed with it, you actually, by the numbers, you're going to be richer than the doctor and or the lawyer who's been sitting there, you know, who wasted the first 8 years of their life being in school to get said degree.
It's not a bad idea to become a doctor, but it's hard to do once you're already 40 years old. Go after it when you're 18. What happened to Malaysian Flight 370? It's been in the news lately because it's like the 10-year anniversary. Over $200 million was spent trying to find it to no avail. I thought you might have an opinion.
I don't. If the transponder went off, they turned it off on purpose. The other thing is, who was actually on that flight? They might have gotten kidnapped.
The rest of the world is watching America like America watched Tiger King. That's Ashley Parks.
Wow.
What is America doing?
We're letting it happen to ourselves because not enough people are speaking up and saying that, hey, you are stepping on my rights, and nobody, there's not enough people that will come forward to say that.
I think it's accountability. Accountability is at an all-time low in politics.
Oh, I 100% agree with that.
They don't represent the people. We all know that. Ain't much else to say. Michael Williams wants to know what happened to his PPP loan. And he's got a crying Jordan in the comments.
Well, so, first off, hopefully he didn't defraud the government, because they will come after you for defrauding for the PPP loan.
I'm going to say that there are a lot of ways to win. So if something blew up on you, there's another avenue.
Yeah.
It's not going to be easy. I looked at your location. It said Easley, South Carolina. I feel you on that. That, sir, is the armpit of poverty, unless you're an engineer or a doctor or an accountant.
And or if you work for BMW.
Yeah, I'm not sure where your loan went, though. I'm just looking forward.
Well, if you find it, I'll take a 10% finder fee.
Brandon Cooper
asks,
who was the first person to practice topography? That would be my ex-wife. She did a big PowerPoint presentation when she was trying to be a teacher. I don't think they let her teach after that. She never got a job. Oh, that was her student teaching. It's like when you try to become an Eagle Scout. It didn't go over real good. It went over about like a pregnant pole vaulter.
Oh, man. Feel sorry for that pole.
Heather, whoever her last name is. There's no telling what her last name is. I think she got married a couple times.
Oh, how many hyphens does she have in her last name?
Why are TVs so cheap? You got anything? You can get a $300 65-inch TV, smart TV. I think it's because they're selling your data on the back end. That's one way that they're making profit. Facebook makes all their profit off selling your data. Why can't Samsung make some when they sell you a TV? It's listening in. You have to give it permission to listen in.
Yes, you do. That app probably is selling your data. And then going to send you some free fire mail to your box. Yeah.
I would never use those drywall anchors.
Washer does help out, because if you're using one of those high-powered Ryobis,
he messed something up. Ryobi's one of the weakest power tools you could get. They can be good. We built Jamie's house at the beach with Ryobi power tools, pretty much. When I say built, I do mean renovated.
I mean, you know, power tool is power tool. Some last longer than others, though. A guy sues Red Bull for $16 million and wins. Because
how?
His quote was...
It didn't give him wings?
It did not give him wings, and he won.
16?
$16 million.
There's people who have made more money for less valid reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that, Michael? That PPP loan? You should have been suing Red Bull.
Let the frustration level set in on that one.
What else you got?
That was it. That was the highlight of my day.
You didn't get more hot topics?
I did, but...
You didn't like them.
Tiger Woods is not having sex during the Masters prepping.
He is having sex during the Masters prepping. What else? I'll quick hit these things.
Oh, yeah. Patrick Mahomes.
Having sex.
Mike Tyson is taking his boxing match seriously. So watch out, Jake Paul.
Honestly, I feel like Jake Paul has the edge. Just that youth. Everyone's rooting for Tyson. I'm rooting for Tyson. I mean, really, I hope he sends him into the next universe. But
I almost believe that if Jordan was to take a year to get back into shape, he would literally destroy us today's NBA. That's how I feel like Mike Tyson is to Jake Paul. Mike Tyson is a master at his craft, even though he's almost 60 years old, almost as old as Jordan. Jordan's still going to get his. Mike Tyson will destroy this little white boy. And I'm sorry. No offense to white boys.
You heard it here 1,000th. Tyson's going to win by knockout in the second round.
I think knockout in the first round.
He can't go too many. He's going to have to strike early.
Come on. Spill the tea.
Rashe Rice. Wrecking his Lamborghini Urus last Saturday while I was in San Diego.
Did they kill anybody?
They did not kill anybody, okay. But there was like 8 cars wrecked and he fled the scene.
Because he was probably drunk and he didn't want the drunk driving. He just wanted leaving the scene of an accident.
And or high.
Okay. We're on to you. Shout outs. Who you got?
Shout out to Wesley and Thomas Snyder.
Saltgrass Steakhouse.
We ate a lot. It was good.
And a lot of protein. A lot of protein.
Their porterhouse is as good a steak as you can get in my mind. I don't necessarily have everything to compare it to, but I got Fleming's and I got Ruth's Chris and I got Rick Irwin's.
No, I think their New York strip's a lot better than
really
a lot of other cuts of steak.
They'll let you do medium, rare, plus. They'll break it down into like 64ths along the spectrum.
Hey, 3.5 minutes on both sides. I've actually grilled it myself. It comes out perfect every time.
I'm learning that you actually have to cook steak by time. You can't be looking at it and seeing what's going on. That will lead you astray.
Yes, it will.
You heat your grill to a certain temperature, and you time it, and that's it. And once you learn your grill and you know how the thermometer reads and all, you'll get the time dialed in, and you'll be good to go. But you can't look at it. It's not like a hamburger. You can watch a hamburger.
Hamburger's totally different. Yeah, hamburger, for some reason, cooks differently just because I think of the way it's actually conformed.
Ironically, the best thing that Omaha Steaks sells is their hamburgers.
Ah, Omaha Steaks.
Their steaks are like, I mean, they're good, but their hamburgers are really actually where it's at. It's hard to mess those up. If you're not good at grilling, order those. I don't know what they infuse them with. I imagine a big mechanical arm comes in and just infuses them with a bunch of good stuff. Not like the McDonald's goo, but like a different type of... Something different's going in. I think it's butter, garlic, and like healthy fats. We'll call them healthy fats.
Hey, Omaha Steaks. Yeah, shout out to Omaha Steaks. Man, you're going to come in real handy on Memorial Day.
Are you with them? The problem is they give you those rewards points.
Oh, yeah.
And then you go to use them and there'll be some catch. It'll be okay, but you don't get free shipping. Like, yeah, you can use them, but you do at least need to buy $75 of other stuff.
I mean, free shipping, I'll pay the extra $8. It's fine. It's only coming from two states over. Not that big a deal.
How about Harry and David's? Do you know about them?
I don't.
They're pears. There was a kid at the Austin YMCA when we worked out there, and he was addicted to their pears. I mean, to him, that's like heaven on earth or whatever.
Okay.
And so he got me on their pears, and I'm kind of right there behind him. I'm not quite at the level he is, but then my brother knows about them, and he was talking about their pears. They're really good. I'm going to order some next year around Christmas.
Pears
from Harry and David. They come like gold foil wrapped and stuff.
Okay.
But they have it down to a science too, so it's not, yeah, I mean, it's legit stuff.
Man, I could make some pear preserves just like my grandmother used to make.
I thought about Six Flags today, but they said Mr. Freeze is closed right now. Yeah, I can't do it with that, with Mr. Freeze being closed.
Yeah, well, when you come back out, we'll definitely go to Six Flags. That's one of my favorite pastimes is ride roller coasters.
I still like the Texas Titan. I want to try that hybrid coaster that's next to it, the Texas Giant.
Ooh.
The one the lady flew off of and died.
Yeah, definitely not getting on the Texas Giant. Definitely not doing that. That is probably one of the oldest wooden roller coasters.
No, they tore it down and rebuilt it, and now it's a, quote, hybrid.
Oh, no. Still can't do it. Still, no.
Well, when they rebuilt it, the lady, they told her she couldn't get on, and she threw a fit, because either the harness, the seatbelt, the lap bar, something wasn't going down, because she was too big.
Oh, I was waiting for you to get to the punchline.
Yeah, well, she cussed the kids out. She's like... Ooh. That, like, as if they were judging for her weight or something. I mean, those safety regulations are there for a reason. They let her go. She flew off.
Well,
she died.
She died on her own apparel because she wanted to have fun. Yeah, all our UT apparel.
This shirt was $50.
Oh, man. Yeah, there's
the kid wanted to give me, like, shirts for free. He really liked me, but the manager... He was really under that manager's thumb. So.
He's got to run a business.
You don't have any friends to shout out to elsewise? How about your dog or something?
Shout out to Oscar, best trained dog in the United States.
What's he?
He is half pit bull, half terrier mix. Wired hair terrier.
So your wife's a veterinarian.
Yes, she is.
What does she actually feed her dog?
Some of the best dog food you can ever buy. But you can get it.
Robin Todd dog food.
Hey, you can get it at PetSmart, of all places, but it's going to cost you a pretty penny. And then she gives the dogs a bunch of supplements, too.
What do you think about DJ Uiagalelei?
I don't know if that's a good pick or a bad pick. I don't know. We'll have to see the first three games.
He can sling the rock. It's just with such inconsistency.
Like I said, proof's in the pudding. I want to see what happens with the first three games out of the gate.
Carrie just walked in. Come tell him good night or whatever.
Good night, everybody!
Famous lines.
I have ice cream.
Hey, she's got ice cream.
And on that note, hey, sign off.
From Texas.
Do y'all use Purina and stuff, or you go completely into specialty? Because you're not giving me an answer, and I was trying to work one out. You don't know, do you?
I don't know, but I know that I can get it at PetSmart. It's on the back row, but it's more expensive than the other dog food, that's for sure.
So you just go by price when you go in?
No, she researched this while she was in college.
Do you go in the store, or do you order it to the house?
She actually orders it to the house.
Okay. Yeah.
She gets the biggest bag and orders it to the house.
Good night, everybody.
Welcome to the end.